This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Many of us might be thinking of a getaway for the upcoming Labor Day weekend. But for people from elsewhere, Milwaukee is a destination. And when they get here, they'll be coming to a place that has seen a dramatic increase in the number of hotels and hotel rooms available.
But there are signs that the hotel boom is potentially oversaturating the market for Milwaukee-bound travelers. Reporter Corey Hess covered the story for Biz Times Milwaukee, and she's with us in the studio. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, what triggered this boom in hotel building, and remind us when it really kind of began in earnest?
Well, since about January 2012, it seems like just more and more hotels have been added to the market. Since that time, there's been 1,350 additional rooms added. Milwaukee's a hot spot. We have a ton of development going on, and the hotel developers are taking notice.
So 1,300 new hotel rooms. That's the numbers. Can you remind us what some of these new hotels are? I mean, this is going on in downtown, but it's also going on in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. So just, in the last couple of years, we've got the Kimpton opened in the Third Ward. We've got the Westin. And coming up, we're going to have Pottawatomie's planning to add another tower. And their hotel isn't even that old. We've got the brewery has two hotels, and they're planning a third, which that's a Pabst site just north of downtown.
And this is not just a downtown or a Milwaukee phenomenon. Brookfield is also experiencing this as well.
Yes, that's the thing, too. So right now there's when I did this story, they were talking about three new hotels in Brookfield. And since the story came out, which was just a week ago, another hotel has been proposed in Brookfield at Gerke's Corners. So that's also a hot market.
Well, so then what are the indications? I mean, you know, clearly the people who were building these hotels expected that there will be people who will stay in these hotels and fill these rooms. What are the indications there might now be more hotels than we need in the Milwaukee area?
Well, I mean, it's definitely not dire right now. And these hotels will do well. New hotels, people want to stay at them. But it's starting to show some signs that we're getting oversaturated, that we're, you know, at the point where supply is over, you know, we have too much supply for the demand, or we're getting there.
And this is definitely a change in trend, right?
Yes. So we look at these numbers, I wouldn't say every 6 months, but, you know, every 8 or so months, just to kind of check in. And these are not our numbers. There's an agency out of Tennessee that collects all this data nationwide. And we look by zip code. And, you know, all of the stories had been additional rooms have not impacted demand. And looking at the last 6 months of data, it's starting to show that it has impacted demand, both in the downtown market and out in the western suburbs.
And I think you're right that there have been some notable exceptions during the NCAA tournament when the first two rounds had games played in Milwaukee, and during the U.S. Open this summer.
Yes, those 2 months, so it was March and June, were the two times of the year this year that occupancy was up, both downtown and in the west.
So how do industry analysts view this boom?
Well, an analyst that we talked to quite a bit, he said that we need a moratorium just to take maybe 3 years, see how the market shakes out and how the hotels are doing. And also to see if kind of the older hotels need to be turned into something else, maybe apartments or office. Of course, that's not going to happen because there's several hotels in the pipeline.
Has there been an impact on prices?
Actually, that's an area where hotels have not been hurt. Room rates are steady and going up. So the average daily room rate in Milwaukee has gone up almost 5% in the last 6 months. And in the western suburbs, it's up almost 8%.
Although, do I gather that some analysts say that this is not necessarily sustainable and that some hotels might have to start looking at changing prices?
Yes. The analysts say that they're not sure how long that will hold.
What about the other building boom that's going on in Milwaukee? Do people think that, say, the new Northwestern Mutual Tower, the Bucks Arena, other projects might impact demand?
Yes, I think that's what the developers are hoping for, and that's why they keep looking at this market despite all of the hotel building that's already gone on, and these occupancy numbers, they do look at all the development that's gone on and is still being planned.
Well, and so in terms of the occupancy numbers, we're not talking about a situation where there are crickets chirping in the lobbies yet, are we?
No, not at all. In fact, occupancy was down in Milwaukee about 5%, and in the western suburbs, it was only down 3%. So we're not talking about a crash by any means.
So we talked about downtown and the areas around downtown. We mentioned Brookfield. I know Wauwatosa around the Research Park is building new hotels. Are there other parts of the region that are experiencing growth as well that you know of?
Yes, actually, a lot of the suburbs are getting hotels. West Milwaukee's getting a hotel. State Fair Park. Grafton, I believe, is getting a hotel. It seems like hotels are popular throughout southeast Wisconsin. And then, of course, in Racine, they're talking about a new convention center hotel, too, which the city council's looking at still, and that should be decided at the end of the year.
And I imagine at some point we might be talking about new hotels in the Kenosha area as things are booming there.
Actually, there are at least three boutique hotels right now in the works for Kenosha.
Boutique hotels in Kenosha.
Yes. Yes. And like you said, it could be even a bigger hotel coming, depending on what happens in the future in Kenosha.
Corey Hess, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Corey Hess is a reporter for BizTimes Milwaukee. You can find a link to her story on Milwaukee's hotel boom at WUWM.com.